You're on 2SER Breakfast. Hope your Thursday morning is going along really, really well. It is that time of week, though, where we delve into the world of movies, a world that, frankly, I know very little about and just outright trust Michael Jones with all my opinions for me. He joins us in the studio now. Michael, good morning.
You're so stupid to trust my opinions, really.
I've got nothing else to go off.
Well, okay, well, you can go off this one. I've just finished my croissant and my Yoplait yogurt because we're going into some French film today.
Ooh.
Yes, we're talking Dr. Knock.
Dr. Knock.
Or just Knock, as it's known in France, this film. It stars Omar Sy, Anna Girardot, Pascal Elba, Audrey Dana and Alex Lutz. It's directed by Lorraine Levy. This film, this 2017-2018 version of Dr. Knock, it's based on a Jules Romain play from either 1923 or 1925. I'm not sure. The internet wasn't quite, I couldn't quite decide. There was also a 1997 TV movie. There was a 1951 French film also called Dr. Knock. So who said it was only Hollywood that had run out of new ideas?
It's everyone.
Yeah, it looks like the French are, going back and mining their own ideas. Anyway, this Dr. Knock, Omar Sy plays Knock. He's a former hustler. He's on the run from gambling debts, and he somehow finds himself ending up as a ship's doctor on a cruise to India.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's that took a left turn.
Yeah, I know. Mainly through his charm, he manages to convince the captain to hire him. Anyway, Knock develops a taste for the work in medicine, particularly when he realises just how lucrative it can be, and resolves to go to medical school when he returns back to France. 5 years later, we meet Dr. Knock again as he's arriving in the small French mountain village of Saint-Maurice, where he's disturbed to find the town in a pretty good state of health. So he immediately sets up a scheme to convince everyone that they're all suffering from something and just haven't been diagnosed yet.
Ooh.
Yes. At first, taken aback, the town comes to love Dr. Knock and his over-servicing and overcharging ways, except for the local priest, Father Lupus, played by Alex Lutz. Now, look, if you're expecting a light and frothy French comedy set in a picturesque location with spectacular mountainous countryside and quaint old French village with cobblestone streets and classic old French architecture, then you won't be disappointed. But if, however, you are expecting a withering, satirical takedown of the medical profession / industry and its tendency to put profit before patients and unnecessarily over-service, over-prescribe and overcharge, you might be just a little bit disappointed. Because I think this might have been what the original Dr. Knock, the point, the original film play, book or whatever was trying to make, but this film kind of doesn't really make that. Lorraine Levy's Dr. Knock starts out as an unrepentant yet charming rogue and somehow evolves into a lovable and possibly caring rogue, whilst the only character that sees through Dr. Knock, or the local priest, kind of devolves into a jealous, vengeful, petty and spiteful piece of work. And everyone ends up hating him, which is kind of odd. But Knock really does do some pretty despicable things in this movie, but that seems to be all okay because the local priest is an arsehole. I just don't get it.
Okay.
Anyway, Omar Sy, who you might remember from films like The Untouchables, he's charming and charismatic as ever, but he's just not enough to pull together this slightly messy film, which isn't quite sure whether it's a light, frothy comedy or a more hard-hitting black comedy or a story of love and redemption. Look, I would prescribe either a healthy dose of cynicism when watching Dr. Knock or just anaesthetize yourself and watch the pretty pictures.
Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.